Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 1134 was amended in the House. There was a slight amendment. The only change is at the end of the bill, and I believe it. What it does is it adds plumbers and electricians that are currently licensed to be exempt from the well pump installation code. 1134 is a section of a code right now that currently the DENR, Water Rights Division, has the licensing of well drillers included. What this does is amend it to well pump installers. The Water Management Board is the governing authority over that. They are the ones that are in charge of promulgation of rules and code into the well construction code. This would also give them rulemaking authority under the Chapter 126 to do the same type of rules for well pump installers. 1134 is, we had this bill last year. It was lost in the House floor like the last day. There was a lot of confusion about what it did and didn't do. And the main intent of the bill is to educate, make sure that people that are in the business are educated to proper installation and sealing techniques between the well casing and the pump, to recognize and repair improper installations and make consumers or customers that are using especially well water what they need and what they need to do, and possibly give suggestions to it for the sanitary and contamination reasons. The other thing that we need to do is make sure that wells are chlorinated. That's something that isn't always done. Upon removal of a pump and reinstallation, those wells need to be chlorinated, and they should be rechecked for bacterial and viral contaminations. That isn't done all the time. That's the main purpose of the bill, is to generate a system by which we can track, or in other words, license, so we can track individuals, get them educated, bring them up to the standards of what the well construction code and the new rules that DENR would put in place with this, which is the main goal is for consumer protection and protection of our wells and groundwater aquifers. It's very easy to contaminate aquifers because you have an open conduit with a well going into the aquifer, and if you have contamination sources, and probably one of the biggest ones we have in the industry is well pits. There's a lot of wells out there that are in pits, which is currently against statute for me as a water well drilling contractor to carry a license to install a pit over a well. The rules say that they have to be either installed into a pitless unit, or the casing has to be terminated 12 inches above the ground. Yet there's a lot of those out there that have well pits and they're open, and something happens, a pipe breaks, groundwater, it floods, and everything runs down the well, including the dead rats and mice and numerous other things that may be stored in there. And I've seen motor oils and vaccines and everything else, because it's the handiest place in the farm and it's always warm, so we have a tendency to want to collect everything in there, and grease and oil and you name it, you can find in one of those. And that's one of the things we need to do, is educate those people and say, no, you need to store this some other place, make sure that the well's sealed, and that's the main intent of the bill. I'll just go over just a couple things of what our neighbors have done and when they've put things in place. And before that, I'll just preface the remarks and say that North Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, Nebraska, everyone but Montana has a well construction standard in place and a well licensing for well drillers. The rest of the states, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska, also license pump installers. Currently, I think there's 27 states that license pump installers and regulate them. Those states, their standards are a lot more strict than what this bill does. North Dakota, for example, started their licensing program with pumps in 1985. They grandfathered everyone in with 1 year experience. To get a new license now in North Dakota, you have to take a written exam, pass with better than a 70% score. You have to maintain 12 hours of continuing education points, which is 6 per year, and you have to carry a $2,000 surety bond. The cost of the license in North Dakota for pump and pitless adapters is $25. Water well contractors license is $50. There's approximately 50 pump installers in North Dakota, I would say, I think DNR has estimated that we would have somewhere around 40. So I think that geographically, you know, that's probably a fairly good comparison. One other thing, North Dakota has more licensed water well contractors than South Dakota has. They currently have 204 total, 130 water well contractors. They have slightly more contractors than we have licensed in South Dakota. Minnesota started their program in 1975 with the same basic thing that grandfathered in installers. They also have a written examination for new license, two years experience. They have to have installed 20 pumps, 1,000 hours. They also have to have continuing education points. They have a $50 fee per year. They have 164 in Minnesota. Nebraska is a very similar provision. They do drillers and pump installers also. They require written exams and continuing education points. This bill would require that there's going to be a $50 fee for it. Unless you are a licensed water well contractor, you would have to pay the $50 fee. Currently, DNR, or Water Rights Division, requires you have to prove 5 years experience to get a well driller's license. They would grandfather these people in that are in the industry now, and then they would promulgate rules with the exception of the plumbing contractors and the electrical contractors. And if I haven't confused you, I will try to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Questions? Senator Dugard?
Jim, just for purposes of our side, could you give me again the situation? Our surrounding states have well contractors, and they also, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, have well contractors license, yes, and also pump installers.
Yes, Iowa does not, to my knowledge, Iowa does not have a pump installer. Okay. Nebraska and Minnesota and North Dakota do. And I know that Wyoming has, I know for the last 5 or 6 years, tried to pass well licensing requirements for water well contractors in Wyoming, and I don't know. There was some concerns about the coal methane boom that's going on out there and groundwater resources, and I know there was a big push in the legislature this year, and they may have gotten it through, but I'm not sure what the status of that is.
Thank you. And part of the need for this is you're going to have well drillers who know what they need to do in order to protect aquifers, but if you've got existing wells, you might have people coming in who don't have that knowledge and don't recognize situations that need to be corrected, like the open pit above the well, or what's the lingo?
They have to have it terminated 12 inches above, or they have to terminate into a pitless adapter, which is a unit that ties right to the casing and forms a sanitary seal and brings the casing up above the ground.
Okay, thank you.
Have other questions of Senator Huttmacher? If not, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Further proponents of House Bill 1134. Opponents of House Bill 1134. If not, we'll close it to committee discussion on House Bill 1134 or action. Senator Sutton.
Mr. Chairman, I would move a due pass.
Due pass by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Dugard. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1134 going to the floor with a due pass, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Paul?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Schweiding?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye. House Bill 1134 will go to the floor with a due pass. Let's move to